Perfect. Now I have your number. Thanks.
Hey, I'm Robbie Kramer. You're listening to the Leverage Podcast, where we discuss using your social skills to hack dating, travel, finding your dream job, and becoming a complete man.
So we got Yoni back on.
What's going on, brother?
Many guest appearances. I think this is what, our third or fourth podcast together? We've got a bunch of really good topics to discuss today, including how to not get ripped off on dates. We're going to expose what we call the Pepsi Dynamo, which is a common sort of thing you might have encountered on Tinder. So that's to
probably
be discussed
haven't encountered on Tinder.
Yeah. We're going to discuss breakups, what to do if your girlfriend starts asking for money and or an allowance. What else are we going to talk about? A lot of shit. So
let's talk and then see what happens. Yeah.
Yeah.
But where the hell are you, man? What's going on there in Mexico City or whatever the fuck you are? Where are you?
I'm in Tulum.
Tulum.
Playa del Carmen, technically. But for the party people of the world.
How's that treating you, brother?
The Tulum region. Have you seen that meme? It says it's like world map, and it's got a giant sign in the Western Hemisphere that says Tulum and a giant sign in the Eastern that says Dubai, because it's basically the two places that are open for partying.
Well, we party here like a motherfucker. I wish we shut down here for a few days.
Because... Legally open, anyways. Huh? I mean, obviously, I know Kiev is the lockdown's finished, so...
Well, it hasn't, even during the lockdown, we were still partying.
Oh, of course.
The club with everybody. but yeah, listen. No. What are you planning to come back here? What's going on? When the winter is over,
like,
or what?
April.
April? You should see the weather now. It's amazing. It's all white.
Yeah.
It's not cold because of the dry weather. It's amazing. You walk down the street, it's like you're in a fairy tale. It's great.
A nice week of the winter. Yeah, it's nice when it's snowing. It's always like fucking raining and shitty, though.
Yeah. No. It's been snowing now. Nice. Crispy nice.
Nice.
It's a lot of fun. What's going on? What's going on with your girlfriend? Are you guys still together?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Things are good.
Good.
Like a married couple. Very chill. What happened with your girlfriend?
Oh my god. I'm kind of embarrassed to even say. And if she sees this, it's gonna be kind of like bad. You know?
Yeah.
It was terrible. She started like, you know, at the beginning she was like, oh nice to me, nice to my friends, blah blah blah. And then she started being like this big goddamn fucking dragon. Don't go here, don't go there, don't speak to this. What the fuck are these girls doing here? and then she's like, oh, you don't take care of me, you don't give me money. I'm like, have you ever asked me for money? I shouldn't ask you for money. You should just give it to me. I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, yeah, you know, I'm pretty, so you should like give me like every month you should give me money. I'm like, what? I'm pretty too. Nobody gives me money. So then she's like, yeah, like look at this, look at that. I'm like, are you kidding me? I'm like, okay, how much money do you want? And then she's like, well, no, you should say it, you should give it. I'm like, what? I'm like, listen, that's not my cup of tea. You go get yourself a married dude with children that needs to, you know, needs to get back to his wife after he bangs you, and then he should pay you money.
Right.
Come to me and you say,
I look like a sponsor to you?
Yeah. Well, I look a little bit, but but you know what? She can come to me and say, listen, I'm like, I don't have enough for that, or like, you know, I need this to get that. Bro, you know me, I wouldn't eat myself, but I would give her money or to anybody or my friends or whatever if they need it. But automatically for me to pay, you know, for you to be with me, it's kind of fucking fucked up, man.
I think that's kind of the norm, or at least what girls can pretend is the norm.
No, bro.
I mean, most hot girls in Kiev have some sort of sponsor, I think. And of course, you know, they want their cake and eat it too. And she likes that, you, that not because you're a sponsor. She likes you, of course. And then she also wants, she wants the cash.
Let me tell you what happened. Let me tell you what I suspect that happened.
Yeah.
What happened is she's hanging out with these girls that are half as pretty, half as smart, and whatever. So they're a little bit jealous. So these girls are like, what? Your boyfriend's not giving you money? At the same time, nobody is giving these bitches a fucking penny or fucking anything for that matter. So they're like, oh, he's not giving you money. Look how he lives. Look how he fucking parties. He can party every weekend, but he cannot give you like whatever money. And they got her that's my opinion. I don't know. She never told me that. And I never got to the bottom of it because it got like a little bit like, you know, turned off. Not a little bit, quite a bit. And I believe that this is what happened. I think that these usually girlfriends are helping relationships and stuff. So I think these girls actually helped her relationship and like told her a thing because she was coming out with the weirdest stuff. Oh, even your friends are telling me that you're supposed to give you money. I'm like, what? I'm like, let's call all my friends right now. Let's ask all of them. Who the hell thinks that I need to pay money? I have to pay money. Yes, I need to take care of her. Yes, I need to be, you know, like if something is missing or something is needed to be done. Yeah, I'm the man. I will love to do that. But for me to be some kind of a wallet or some kind of a thing that I automatically need to give her a salary every month. Oh, yeah. And then another thing, I'm like, okay, so now you're saying all this like stuff and you're like, oh, don't talk to her. Don't talk to this or I'm not comfortable with this. I'm like, all right. So if I pay you every month money, what does this say? Does it say that you can even come to me and say anything like this? I'm paying you. Like, you're my employee.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Like, listen, bitch, I pay you X amount of money a month, and then you're going to still be telling me what to do, who to do it with, at what time to come back home, and why I didn't fucking text you? Think about it for a second. You know?
And sounds like a bad deal.
It doesn't work like that. It doesn't. What do you mean it doesn't work? Yes, it does. That's exactly how it works. Employees, you manage them.
Yeah.
You know, relationships, you are in it together. It's you against the world. It's not you. You pay me money and then it's you got to take care of everything else. And I'll just be here. I'll just sit here and be pretty and you know, and don't do fuck all. So,
that's it's kind of standard in my experience, unfortunately.
Nah, bro, not even close, man. I think that dudes like you especially, they see you as a dollar sign. Me, only the stupid ones have that.
I mean, that's why Marie is awesome, because she never fucks my brain with that shit, you know, and she makes her own money. She doesn't have this entitled attitude. But all the other girls I've dated in Kiev, it's always been similar story to what you've said, right?
Really?
Yeah.
This is the first one, actually. I'm sure a lot of them had that idea.
It hasn't been the exact same thing. Like, you should give me an allowance sort of thing. But as time goes on, they start demanding more and more financially. And they start asking for more and more. Yet
that's fine.
That's normal, but it's the, I don't know. I think it's kind of one thing I've noticed that's interesting about Kiev is there's no hot girls who work there. Like, you don't see hot girls working in restaurants, right? They're not working at the clubs because they all have fucking sponsors. There's so many.
Bro, first of all, you got used to the good life. The girls that work here at the restaurant and work here at the grocery store, out there in Tulum, they're standing right now at the DJ's fucking thing, and she's in the backstage with the DJs and stuff like that. Come on, man.
No, I'm talking about Kiev.
The super hot girls that we want to date, they don't usually work.
They don't work. That's what I'm talking about. I mean,
this one was going to the university. And at the same time, and I'm telling you, like, I don't mind it.
Yeah, if she's a student, that's fine. But I'm talking about, like, you go to New York, you go to LA, you go to Paris, Milan, whatever. It's like
a different life.
Man. Of course, because there's the whole...
I haven't seen one girl in Tel Aviv that doesn't work, man. Even a wife of a multimillionaire, they work because it's a culture. It's a little bit different.
The Ukrainian Kiev culture is hot girls come to Kiev. They get a sponsor. Or they get multiple sponsors.
Where the hell do they find all these sponsors? I want one too, man. There's not enough guys to even fucking take.
Well, that's the thing. There's so many, you know, politicians and dudes who have like 10 girls in the payroll. You know?
Yeah, that could be it. I had one like that. Yeah, I had one like that. She told me from the beginning. I thought naturally she's gonna leave him. She didn't, so I told her to fucking beat it. But listen,
most of the girls I've met in Kiev, like fuck, like all of them. When you dig deep and ask, there's some, you know, there's some sugar daddy. There's some
skeletons.
There's always the sugar daddy. It's like, so how are you paying for your apartment? You don't have a job. You don't do anything. You fucking smoke shisha every night. Where's that money coming? Oh, like it's either their parents or it's a sugar daddy. And it's usually the sugar daddy because, you know, there's not a lot of Ukrainian.
Well, this one actually had a well-off parents from what she says. I don't know. I didn't check it. She was going to the university and I told her, listen, I will help you. And actually, I don't want to say the amount that she said that she wants as an allowance every month because it's a little bit degrading. That's actually the reason that I got really turned off by her. It was a stupid amount. Mm-hmm. And you know, her parents was, you know, at this crisis right now, I'm making like, you know, a big deal here, a big deal there. So I get by fine. But she was making at the time when she said it, that month she made more from her parents sending her money than what I made from my own, you know, from my own hustle. And she's got the nerve. And I tell her, I'm like, listen, anything you need. Yeah. You go to school, you study, you go to all these fucking nail places and hair places or whatever. Like, yeah, I would love to help you. I don't mind helping you, but not like this. Not as a, I don't even know how to, it's not a wallet because a wallet, you come in and you take it as whatever you want. It's like an employer. Like, that's it.
Well, at least the way I've dealt with it in the past was I've always just put my girls to work. Like, all right, you want extra money? You want to make money? Cool. Like, I'll give you a job. Not like that, of course. I should clarify.
yeah, because I put her up for work. It's like, I didn't turn her out, but I put her out to work.
No, you know, I have them help me with marketing. I have them help me working with the clients, help them give fashion advice, give them feedback from a female perspective. Obviously in my line of work with dating coaching, that's a pretty easy, you know, like any cute girl can add value there. So it's more about like, do I see them really trying, or, you know, cause then I can just be like, all right, you need extra money. Well, if I can work. And if they don't work, I'm like, what, why am I going to give you money? Like, you're not doing anything. And there's typically with the girls I've dated in Kiev, it's kind of been like that, but that's been a decent solution. But if I didn't have that,
I'll never work and be in any kind of relationship at the same time, because it's against my religion, can I say?
Against Judaism?
No, I guess my business religion. Okay. I would never let that fuck shit up. Right the fuck up. But
I think it can, but hold on, your audio is bad again when you're leaning away. It's
okay, hold on.
You need to be pretty close to this mic.
Yeah, so I would find her a job easily because, you know, I'm well connected and I know a lot of people. So for me to find somebody a job, it's very easy. So I tell her, I'm like, listen, you want a job, whatever, like on your conditions, you go work. Yeah, if she wants to work. Usually, like this one was, you know, studying a lot and there's quarantine and stuff like that. So whatever. I didn't mind helping her, but not like that. Not like an employee or employer. You know what I mean? So that's why, like, it just went like that. It's just, I don't know. It was something wrong there. It's not.
So that was kind of like the first conversation that started the snowball down the hill?
Well, it started off with this attitude. Where are you going? When are you going back? Why are you not answering the phone? Why didn't you text me all day? It started off with that. And I was starting to get, you know, a little bit on the edge. But I said, okay, you know, like sometimes, yeah, you have to like, you know, how you call it, sacrifice a little bit for this, even though I'm not like that. I knew it's not gonna work for a long time. But it started with that, and then one thing and another thing and another thing, and then this, it came down, and I was like, all right, this is bad. This is not me. I don't like that. I would never do that. But we were kind of negotiating it, and when she said that the amount, I was like, you know, I would rather her say 50,000, something like fucking like, you know, like something like crazy, instead of saying something like low. And I'm like, what? This is what you arguing with me about? I would give you four times that if you just come and say I'm missing, you know, I don't have enough for this, I don't have enough for that, I need taxi money, I need, you know, whatever. But you like arguing me and you demand to get this as a salary. This is like a little bit made me like put a value to her and then like saying that this is stupid.
Yeah.
And
how long after that conversation did you guys like officially?
Couple of days. Was she
living with you?
Yeah, she was living with me. That's the thing. She's living here. She's never short of anything. Everything is here.
Yeah, she's living with you. She's got food, shelter.
Food, shelter, heating.
All the parties she can go to. All the fucking alcohol. Whiskey she could drink.
Yeah, anytime she wants to bring her. Your fridge is always stocked to the tits. Yeah, every time she wants to bring her friends over, no problem. I buy them champagne. You know, like she's not missing anything. Nothing. Right. Zero. But she needs a...
She needs a bag respect. And some shoes and some Jimmy Choo.
She had Jimmy Choo,
Hot Choo.
She had it all. And actually, I ducked a big one. It was her birthday coming up. And she was like, and I'm like, I'll never forget it. We were partying with some dudes and their girlfriends. And then she's like on the couch, kind of sleepy, right? So I'm like sitting there. I'm not an idiot. I knew she's listening, right? So I'm talking to my friend and his girlfriend. And I'm like, hey, guys, you know, her birthday's coming up. What should I buy her? And then there's this discussion there. And my friend, the girl, she's like, well, buy her perfume. I'm like, oh, like this? Yes. I didn't say anything. I'm like, yeah. And then we're like talking with this and that. I'm like, and we're like, you know, debating or what to buy this and that. All of a sudden, she gets up. She gets up like a... She's like, fuck you. You buy yourself fucking perfume. It was hilarious. So
I got my girlfriend perfume for her birthday.
Yeah, why not? Dude, especially the first birthday. Especially the, why not? Why the fuck am I supposed to fucking go? Or like,
I mean, I got her some other shit too, but perfume was part of the...
Also, we spoke about... what do you call those? No, the ones that you go and cash them for presents.
Gift certificates?
Gift certificates, yeah. We spoke about that and this. She's like, fuck. I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, what is she expecting? Like an LV fucking bag or what? Like we fucking dated. We hung out for a month and dated for another one. You've been living here for 2 weeks. You want an LV? Like, it's fucking hard times outside. Like, what do you want? it was terrible. But I think also this, I think she just got into like this mode of these girls are like, girlfriends are like, you know, recommending her what to do and like doing all this stupid stuff. And I think she's not a bad girl. She's really a good girl, but she's she lost the weight somewhere. And too bad. Oh, and then she made her lips. She had beautiful lips. I'm coming home right after this fucking thing. She makes her lips fucking sitting there like this. I'm like, what are you doing? I'm like, listen, you have beautiful lips. Why the fuck are you doing this? Oh, and this is what broke the whole thing. She's like, listen to this. She's like, I made this because my lips were dry. And when you do this, the lips are getting getting moist again. I'm like, you motherfucker. Listen, you can do this. You can do it, but treat me like an idiot saying that, yeah. You know. And you know.
Just chapstick, permanent chapstick.
Yeah, like, fuck, like, don't lie to me. Like, say, yeah, I was insecure. I did my lips because me and you are fighting, so I wanted to feel good. Even though she looks like a goddamn fucking, I don't know. I don't even know how they look when they do that. She's looking like lips like sitting there. Like.
Okay. I think a lot of it, as you said, is a function of her environment, her friends, and yeah. Kind of the standard. You know, the standard in Kyiv is get your lips done, find a sugar daddy, don't work, go to Avalon every night, smoke a $50 shisha, you know, get a bag. It's that sort of culture. I mean, yeah. It's, you know, so
this culture exists everywhere, bro. Come on.
Of course. I think it's New York has it's that. A little bit, of course, it's just a little bit less on display maybe in those other
cultures. It's more in the open. Yeah.
Here it's more in the open. There's no shame in Kyiv. In those other cities, there's a little bit of shame around it, you know. It's a little, because it is what it is, right? It's a transaction, it's a transactional relationship. And I think there's, because those cities are more metropolitan, more Western, it's looked down upon women to be so transactional, and guys, of course. But in Kyiv, it's like, no, this is how it is, you know. It's very raw and
they
honest.
They don't have much choice in a way, in a sense. Also, they have these girls that teach them how to do it on YouTube and shit.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, there's no shame. It's more of the Soviet culture, post-Soviet culture, I think. You know, growing up in, or not growing up, but poor, you know, countries, of course.
They're not even poor yet. They think they're poor, man.
Like, of course. They think
you can go to fucking India before, right. Man.
You second know? World.
Yeah, second yeah world. Like, God damn it. They think they're poor here?
It's always interesting for Western guys coming to Ukraine to watch how they handle it, because it's kind of a stark contrast between the girls are typically used to. Like, I had a couple of German clients, and when they came over at first, you know, it's for them, and these guys are recent university graduates, women demand to pay for dates, hate when guys like offer to buy things, hate being, you know, showered with gifts and that sort of thing. Like, they get offended a lot of the time. Germany's obviously on the other end of the spectrum, like, you know, to the complete other end of the spectrum. But watching those guys, how they need to learn to find that middle ground can be really difficult.
Hold on. Do you know this approach when you say, hey, why did you do this? It's too much. It's too this. But this is just a way of saying, like, you know, like I'm feeling uncomfortable, you know, but still give it to me kind of thing.
Give me more.
Yeah. I believe that a lot of this Western approach is like that.
Sure.
And then to see, and basically, because the girls there obviously don't really need these drinks and whatever, they can afford to themselves to filter these guys, that when she says, oh, I want to pay, and he says, okay, you pay, I don't think there's going to be a second day, bro. You know what I mean? Like,
from what they've told me, that's very normal and common.
I couldn't do it myself even. Like,
I couldn't do it either. I mean, it's a total gender reversal. You know, yeah, gender role reversal.
I think it's a sense.
From what I've heard from Scandinavian countries, Germany, you know, that's getting to be the norm. Iceland, I guess that's part of, no, that's not part of Scandinavia.
I've heard that too. I've never seen that. I've never seen a guy, I've never met guys from Scandinavia or whatever, or Holland. I heard that this is in Holland. It's like a big thing. I've dated girls in Holland. I've never seen that happen.
I think it's with the younger university student type
maybe,
age.
Yeah, maybe when they actually like don't have money as a student, so they it's like a common thing. But if a guy is trying to meet a girl and like to get on with her, I don't think she would like, even if she wants to bang him right after this meal. I don't think if he let her pay, I don't think she'll be turned on to go and you know like have.
Yeah, I agree. I think I think as a guy, if you're trying to navigate the situation, you should, if you ask a girl out on a date, you should pay. And if she asks you out, you should still pay. You should still offer, of course. If she insists.
The girls that take out the wallet, kind of like.
Right.
Never happened.
Hey, let me get this. It's a nice gesture. Yeah. Well,
yeah. Don't worry about that. That happens in Canada sometimes. You know what I mean? But
yeah.
But here, I've never seen that. I've seen it. I've seen it. I've seen it. Not much, but I've seen it. Yeah. But these guys, when they come here, you know what their biggest thing that I find is their biggest thing is that they don't want to be ripped off.
Oh, yeah.
We have actually mutual friends that are killing me, man, are killing me. Like, I'm like, dude, he's like, oh, I just don't want the girl to rip me off. I'm like, how is she going to rip you off?
They might rip you off for like $30 or $40. And it's like, who cares?
If we go to dinner and she gets paid, you know how they have these cashback systems that I also have.
Pepsi cashback.
Yeah, but this great. Is what I asked them. Like, listen, you gotta go there anyways. You gotta you gotta eat anyways.
Yeah.
You gotta pay the same money anyways. If she starts loading up lobsters and stuff like that, yeah, okay. But they don't. They just get cash back on whatever you guys ate. So
let's explain this to the guys listening because it's fucking hilarious. So we have this mutual friend. Her name's Pepsi. We call her that because she likes the Coca-Cola. If you know what I mean?
she couldn't just say in her Instagram Coke. She just calls it Pepsi.
And at one point I asked her, I'm like, so how do you make money? And she's like, I go on Tinder dates. What? You get paid to go on Tinder dates? Yeah, well, I meet a guy on Tinder. I'm hot, so he wants to take me out. I suggest a few different restaurants. I insist on those restaurants. We go to eat, and I get, what is it, 20% of the check at the end? Of course.
Depends on the restaurant. Depends on the setup. It depends on a lot of things. Yeah.
So he doesn't know. She gets a free meal and she gets paid. So she's like, that's what I do. I go on like, you know, 5 or 6 dates a week and not bad. I'm like, huh.
All right, it's a very win-win for everybody.
I got to respect the hustle, you know, her entrepreneurial spirit.
entrepreneurial, it's not. However.
Hustle it is, I guess.
Hustle it is. Now let me ask you, okay? Now, for the restaurant, it's an obvious, what he gains from it. For the girl, it's also obvious what she gains from it. But let me tell you, let me ask you about these guys, okay? This guy that comes from Germany or comes from England or comes from Switzerland or whatever. To have a meal there, to sit down and chat and have a little bit of side with a beer, you know, peanuts and stuff like that. That's $100, okay? Not including the taxis, the whatever. So you come and with girls that could, you know, that here, the girls here, they could never even dream about going to a dinner with a girl like that back in their home. So this guy comes here, you know, goes out on a meal, very good meal, for not much money at all. What is it? $100 if you went over.
You went crazy.
$50.
Drinks, food, everything. You can go crazy for $100.
With a beautiful girl in front of you.
Yeah.
Taxi is going to cost you another, what, $5 back and forth?
Maximum. Yeah, back and forth.
So how the hell are you getting ripped off, buddy?
I know.
Even if she didn't fucking, you know, jumped on her knees and started fucking sucking you off under the table, you're not getting ripped off. You're actually way ahead.
Totally. But they're comparing it to what they could have, right? Or no, she was just doing it to make some money, blah, blah, blah. It's like
they could have went online and ordered prostitutes for $150. That's yes.
But they wouldn't that's get the meal.
That's the only way that they guarantee them to get laid here. Right. You know? That's a guarantee. Yeah, you can go hang out. You can go to a club. You can meet girls. You can get laid. You can do whatever. You can be amazing. But usually, from my experience, the guys that have a problem of paying for a girl at a restaurant, you know, their chances to begin with to get laid are usually online with the professionals.
Right. Yeah, I think the only guys who are complaining and or are worried about getting ripped off are the ones who don't get laid in the first place. Do you agree?
I agree with that. But this is all goes hand in hand. All these things, you cannot separate them. If you have this kind of approach, oh, I'm getting ripped off by this girl because she's eating on my tab and I'm paying. This is already an approach that you're going to have a real hard time getting laid in any other situation, because your approach to women, your approach to life, and your approach how do you speak to women and how you court the, you know, basically put them together or like pick them up, there's already an issue. You're going in it already scared that she's going to rip you off, that she's going to think. Even yeah. if you try to hide it, your body language still speaks like that. You still are acting like, you know, not natural, like you're looking for some signs, you're looking for a thing. And usually when you look for it, it's going to happen.
You'll find it.
You'll find it and it's going to happen. So if, like us, we go in, you know, whatever is going to happen is going to happen. These are the best dates. These are the best parties. These are the best things. Just go with the flow. Feel comfortable. Feel like, you know, like yourself. And everybody around you is going to feel that and is going to get, they're going to get on your vibe also. But yeah. If you're always looking of who's going to rip me off, how they're going to rip me off, you know, what's the plan? What's the this? What's that? Then you radiate this outside of you, and people don't like being around people. Not only girls, also guys don't like to be around people.
Girls hate that. And I meet so many of those guys through my career, and it's so unattractive, and it's so hard to get them to stop doing that. It's like this fucking programming that takes so much.
They don't want to be ripped off, but they're missing out on so much of their life.
It's ridiculous. And they're doing that with everything. Everywhere they go, everyone they meet, it's this, this fear of nothing. It's like, you might get ripped off. And what?
No, I've been ripped off. Oh. I think I've been ripped off by Pepsi initially. when I was a tourist here. This is an amazing story. Not Pepsi. I think it's her friend. She had a friend that's like a, she was a tiger.
Yeah.
I think they both of them put me together and they ordered some steaks at the club. It was at the Chi Club back then. And I said, oh, hey, I kind of know you guys. Come join our table. And they sat down and started eating steaks. They ate steaks for 2,000 hryvnia, which is less than $100.
Yeah.
The whole table was to begin with about 16,000 that we hang out, our friends and stuff like that. I knew there were
16,000 is what, like 500, $600?
$500, yeah. $500 is between the boys and they added another $80 to the whole fucking thing. So
right.
You know, so we got, you know, whatever. You know, I look at it, I see that that's what they're doing because they were eating so fast to get it in.
Right.
And for me, it's just funny, you know, like, you know, I can see these people that are really like worried about that being, oh my God, she just ate a steak and like she did it on purpose. So what?
And what? It costs every guy at the table $7.
Yeah. So what?
And you've got two beautiful girls there who are going to attract more girls who you might end up hooking up with at some point, like, who fucking cares? And the price, it's worth it. Yeah. My God.
Yeah.
Let them all eat steaks.
Why not? I think at that time, it's a win. At a worst case scenario, you fed a girl that doesn't make much money, you fed her a steak. This is, at worst case scenario, you did a huge charity. Like, you did a good deed.
Mother Teresa.
Not Mother Teresa, but yeah. but why not? Feeding people, like, why not? This is like, you know, the most basic, you know, good thing you can do. So what? Yeah. She was very hungry. Obviously, she was very hungry because she was eating that steak like, blah, blah, blah. Like she was on Pepsi. but then what happened?
Yeah. I mean, knowing the Tinder, you know, scam, if we want to call it the Pepsi challenge, we should call it.
I call it the Uber.
Yeah. Or she calls it the Dinamo. Dinamo. You and I called it the Pepsi Dinamo. So even like if I was a single guy on Tinder and I was like, oh, this girl's trying to Pepsi Dinamo me, I'm like, cool, let's do it. Like, I don't mind.
I'm bored. I'm sitting here alone by myself, nothing to do. I'm usually a tourist, yeah, because I don't go on Tinder. But usually I'm a tourist. I'm sitting there because obviously got nothing to do. Fuck, go on the date.
And then at the end, when the bill comes and you can be like, all right, here's the thing. So let's see, you're making what, 20% from this? Well, let me give you an extra tip. Here's an extra 20%. Where are we going next? Right? Now like that girl's gonna love you.
I wouldn't put it like that, but I always like to see where things are going. I honestly, when I was just...
She might not love you. She'll respect you. That's for sure.
I don't know. I would be embarrassed to say that. I don't know. Maybe she would, but I would be embarrassed to expose her strategy. When I was...
I'd love to do that. I'd love to see the look on her face. Yeah.
When I was coming here as a tourist, and then at the beginning, when I didn't really know the whole... you know, the whole behind the scenes of this whole game, I used to just like, I would be sitting at home bored and I used to be like, oh, this girl is like, I know this is like some kind of a dynamo. Let's try it out. Let's see how she does it.
Yeah, let's see her dynamo style.
Yeah, it's bro, like $100. Okay, you know.
I mean, one of my buddies actually set up a dating app to do just that. It was called "It's Just Dinner" or "Only Dinner" or something. I don't think he ever saw it through, but essentially, it was a dating app where, you know, girls go on there and guys offer to pay, and restaurants are included in the deal. So restaurant gets a cut. And
first of all, we have this already as a cashback service with girls.
Right,
I have to say here on video, we don't promote girls ripping guys off. No, but it's a tool that we give to girls that she wants to go, and you know, she's gonna go out on a date anyways. He's gonna go on this date anyways. Might as well, you know, might as well get something from it. I actually have my friends that go with their girlfriends, and their girlfriends get cash back from my services.
Yeah, I'm gonna start doing it when I come back to Kiev with my girlfriend.
Yeah, so just take it easy. But actually, we were thinking of doing that in Just Book, our booking online of tables of the things. We were thinking of doing like a side thing on there to actually like dating registration for a thing. So this is it's fun, but it becomes a little bit prostitute-y kind of thing. You know what I mean? When you connect, because in my cashback service we do only that. We do cashback. You as a guy can go do that. She's as a girl can do that. We don't promote this thing, and then you never know what, you know, some crazy guy or some crazy girl. You know, never know what happens.
Right.
It could be a little bit tricky.
For sure. Well, cool, man. Lots of good updates. Sorry to hear about that.
That was a fun one. A breezy, easy breezy one.
Yeah.
Fun one. It's always a pleasure to have a chat with you and on things that we mainly agree on, and things that actually can help a lot of the guys, if they listen to this, can help them a lot.
I think these are a lot of things that need to be discussed that probably aren't. So hopefully the people listening feel the same.
Yes, yes. Most of the people will not discuss this. We just don't give a fuck. Exactly. We just talk about everything. Wait for our next podcast. Wait till you see what happens there. We'll talk about some fucking serious shit.
So for those of you guys who want to get in touch with Yoni, links are below. Hit him up. Instagram, probably the best way. And Instagram, talk to you again later.
Thanks for listening. If you want more, go to innerconfidence.com. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast for the latest episodes.